സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. പേജ് നമ്പർ 52, ചാപ്റ്റർ 6, ശ്ലോക നമ്പർ 4. അഹം വാ സർവഭൂതേഷു സർവഭൂതാന്യഥോ മയി ഇതി ജ്ഞാനം തഥൈതസ്യ ന ത്യാഗോ ന ഗ്രഹോ ലയഃ. ജനക മഹാരാജ answering to Ashtavakra. When Ashtavakra asked, may you dissolve everything into Atma, that is Laya, Layam Vrajana, entire Anatma Prapancha, the world, body, mind, everything you dissolve into Atman. For that, Janaka Maharaja answering in such a way, where is the second thing to dissolve? There must be two. Which one to be dissolved and that which into which I have to dissolve? Laya is possible when there are two. The dissolution is possible. The salt you have to dissolve in the water. Salt you have to dissolve in the water. There is a water and there is salt. Therefore, you have to dissolve the salt in the water. Two things are required for dissolution. Janaka Maharaja says, there is no anatma prapancha really. Where is the question of dissolution? Therefore he says, aham va sarva bhuteshu, I am in all beings. Aham, I am, sarva bhuteshu, in all beings. Bhuta means here beings, not pancha bhuta. Sarvabhuteshu means 84 lakhs of species. In 84 lakhs of species, which are flying, which are crawling, which are all walking, in all these beings, I am there. Sarvabhuteshu aham asmi. Not only that, sarvabhutani atho mai. In the same way, they are all in me. It's just like dissolve the pot into clay. Dissolve the pot into clay. How can I dissolve the pot into clay? Because there is no pot to dissolve in the clay. There is no real pot to dissolve in the clay. So this is very, very highest knowledge, the final knowledge. I am in all, clay can say I am in all parts are in me, the clay. So therefore clay cannot claim, let all parts merge with me, dissolve into me. How can they dissolve? Already there is only one clay. In every earthenware, only one clay. Therefore, there is no question of dissolution. How can I dissolve? Janaka Maharaja says, Sarvabhutani mayi, atho mayi, in me. Mayi means in me, they are all there. Iti jnanam, this knowledge. This knowledge means all beings are in me, I am in all beings. This knowledge, iti jnanam. Tatha etasya, because of this knowledge, etasya jnanam. Na tyagaha, na graha layaha. In this jnanam, there is no question of grasping. Graha means grasping or accepting anything. Or na tyagaha, there is no renunciation. To drop something, to grasp something, there must be two. So, there are no two entities, therefore there is no question of laya. How this knowledge help us? How this knowledge help us? You have to see, this knowledge help us. There is no second thing to limit me. There is no second thing to limit me. There is no second thing to cause fear in me. There is no second thing to cause fear in me means there is no second thing really. Hundreds of things are there, but there is no second real thing. Hundreds of earthenwares are there, but there is no single earthenware is real other than clay. There is no single earthenware really other than clay. For perception, there are so many earthenwares. But they cannot disturb because they are not separate from the clay. Like that, I the Brahma Chaitanyam am one. There is no second real thing even though there are 84 lakhs of species. Like earthenwares. All species are none other than myself. Atma only. Therefore, where is the question of rejection? Where is the question of acceptance? No two things. How this knowledge, iti jnanam katham, how it gives prayojanam? When is any pain is there in the body, in any ligament, any limb of the body, what you do? If when it is pain, first of all, you feel some uneasiness, discomfort. And your attempt to come out of that discomfort is enormous. Every one of us, from top to bottom, anywhere, any limb is troubling me, first what I want to do, I want to come out of that discomfort. By taking medicine, going to doctor, whatever prescription he gives, I have to use and all techniques I have to follow, and lot of sittings I want to come out of that discomfort. Until I come out of that discomfort, I cannot be quiet. Because there is some uneasiness, discomfort at a physical level. Similarly, every person is having a discomfort mental level also, emotional level. Every person is having discomfort or some uneasiness, some sort of fear, some sort of limitation, some sort of insecurity, some sort of unhappiness, some sort of voidness, some sort of depression, some sort of emptiness, lacking something, I am missing something, some sort of a wanting person inside. All these are at a mental level diseases. They are called adhis. Mental level, emotional level, there is some sort of discomfort. Which doctor you can go for this discomfort? Any discomfort cannot give comfort. Either it is in body level or at mental level. Any discomfort cannot give comfort. Therefore, I want to come out of this discomfort at emotional level or mental level. When I want to come out of this, what is the remedy where I get the solution? The solution is only medicine is Shastra, doctor is Guru. Vedanta Shastra alone is the solution. There are so many doctors for each limb of the body, you can see there are so many doctors, boards are there. Like that, Vedanta teachers cannot keep the board. For depression, you can come and attend the course. Or for your anxiety, or your fear, another board is available. Not available. Therefore, it is very difficult for people to find out the solution, and the person who can give a solution, it's very, very difficult. That is why we struggle so much in our life. There is a pain inside, internal weeping that is called, internal weeping. There must be someone to listen to me. என்ன மனசுக்குள்ள இருக்கிறதெல்லாம் சொல்லிருந்தா கேட்கறதுக்கு ஒரு ஆள் வேணும். மனசுல இருக்கிறது எல்லாமே சொல்லுறது. Everything I want to share, a person who can understand exactly what way I want him to understand. அது வேற கண்டிஷன். First I want a person to listen. First condition. Because I want to share everything. Second condition is what? That person should be very, very confidential towards my personal. After listening also, he should listen, not a passive listener, he must listen actively. Hey, அப்படியா அப்படின்னு சொல்லணும். Silently, quietly listening means how can we rest? We cannot speak to that person. He should respond to us just as we feel that person should feel. So we expect such a person to our experience. Bitterly we fail in our life. Unfortunately, you don't get any person in the world. Exactly, including husband or wife. Children சொல்லவே வேண்டாம். Because everybody is busy now. Nobody is ready to listen except ஒரு சன்னியாசி or சன்னியாசினி. Swami only available now. Because they are not busy. Nowadays Swamis are also busy. அது வேற விஷயம். There are few Swamis or Swaminis or any well-wisher available. It's difficult. Therefore Shastra is the only solution for your insecurity, unhappiness, the discomfort in the mind is because of your ignorance. That ignorance has to be ignorance or dectomy to be done. So many dectomies they are doing, no operations. Appendicectomy, hysterectomy, tonsillectomy, like that. Ignorance or dectomy. Who is the doctor? Vedanta Guru is the doctor. Surgery பண்ணணும். So that surgery is done, ignorance or dectomy, remove the ignorance, then this fear, discomfort at mental level, and discomfort cause all oppression, depression, suppression, any sort of uneasiness will disappear. That is the solution. Now why we have to study Ashtavakra Gita? It's a treatment only. For mind it is a treatment. Worthy treatment. It will never fail. ಲೈಕ್ ಅದರ ಎಲ್ಲೋಪತಿ ಮೆಡಿಸಿನ್ ಮಾಡ್ರೆ ನಾಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವರ್ಕ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಎವರ್ ಲಿಸನ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಇಟ್ ವರ್ಕ್ಸ್ ನೌ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಇಸ್ ಓವರ್ ನೌ ಜನಕ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸೆವೆಂತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್ ಪೇಜ್ ನಂಬರ್ 53 ಜನಕ ಉವಾಚ ಮಯ್ಯನಂತ ಮಹಾಂಬೋಧೌ ವಿಶ್ವಪೋತ ಇತಸ್ತತಃ ಭ್ರಮತಿ ಸ್ವಾಂ ತವಾತೇನ This, he is giving the same examples. Ambodhi, ocean, water again, the wind and the boat. Very nice example. Imagine the ocean. In that ocean, there is a small boat moving. A raft like a catamaran, they say. Very small boat. And the boat moves according to the wind flow. The wind comes according to its direction, the boat moves. Water also moving down. And up above, wind also moving. What is the future of that boat, you see? How steady boat. Earth means sometimes wind comes, we can stand steadily. But boat is not like that. Boat is moving because of water also. Water is so unstable. No? And above that, wind also is there. That is why whenever you sit in the boat, all of us what? Bhagavani. Now see that condition of that boat. It's like a raft. Now Janaka Maharaja says he is comparing self to that ocean. Mahambodhau that. Mayi, Chaitanya Mayi, you have to supply. Chaitanya Mayi means in me the Chaitanyam, in me the consciousness. Mayi Saptami Bhakti, seventh case. Ananta Mahambodhau. What type of me? Who am? Like a vast ocean. Ananta means endless. Anta means end. Ananta means endless. That is why you cannot see the end of the ocean. Ananta. Mahambodhi. Vast water repository. Mahambodhi means a great ocean. Mahambodhau. In me the consciousness which is like a great vast ocean. Vishwapota itastataha. Vishpota means a catamaran, like a raft, like boat, small boat. You see the rafts, you know, the people, they go for you know, a race in that water. So that type of pota, like a boat, small boat. Vishyam is like a small boat, this whole Vishyam. In me the consciousness. The whole world is like a small raft in me the consciousness. Itastataha brahmati. The world is moving. Metro rail is going to move, buses are moving, cars are moving, autos are moving, cycles are moving, bikes are moving, people are moving, birds are moving, everything is moving, earth is also moving. All are moving. பிரமதீன. Whole Brahmanda is like a small raft, small boat. Vishwamana, Vishwapota, what a word you see. The whole world is like a small boat. Vast ocean, a small boat is like a dot. Small boat is like a dot in the vast ocean. Similarly, whole Brahmanda Vishwam, பாதோஸ்ய விஸ்வா பூதானி த்ரிபாதஸ்யாம்ருதம் திவி. சோ தி ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் லைக் ஏ ஸ்மால் போட். இதஸ்ததஹ ப்ரமதி, இட் இஸ் மூவிங். மூவிங் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் மூவிங், எர்த் இஸ் மூவிங், பிளானட்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ மூவிங். தென் ஸ்வாம் ஸ்வாந்த வாதேன, வைட் மூவ்ஸ் ஸ்வாந்த வாத்தேன. வாத்தா மீன்ஸ் நாட், ஆயுர்வேதம்ல சொன்ன வாத்தம். வாத்தம்னா விண்ட். அங்கே கூட கொஞ்சம் ஜாஸ்தியா விண்ட் இருந்தா வீடு உடம்புல வாத்தம்னு சொல்லுவா. வாத்தா மீன்ஸ் விண்ட். வாத்தேன பை விண்ட். வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் விண்ட்? ஸ்வாந்த வாத விண்ட் லைக் கர்மா, யுவர் ஓன் கர்மான்னு அர்த்தம். ஹியர் வாத்தா மீன்ஸ் கர்ம. ஸ்வாந்தவாத அந்தக்கரணம் இத்யர்த்தஹ. ஆர் யூ கேன் டேக் அந்தக்கரணம், த தாட். தி தாட்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல் கம்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஓன் வாசனாஸ். ஸ்வாந்தவாத மீன்ஸ் ஹிஸ் ஓன் கர்மாஸ் மேக்ஸ் ஹிம் டு மூவ். த கர்மாஸ் ஹி டஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் ஓன் தாட். ஸ்வாந்தவாதேன. So world is tossed by the thoughts of beings. Of the mind. Svantavatena means thoughts, movements because of mind. Na mama asti asahishnuta. Whatever turbulence comes in the world, can it disturb the vast ocean? Whatever turbulence comes in the ocean, the boat may shake, but not the waters, ocean. Like that, in the whole Vishwamlo, there are so many things are going on. Japan, tsunami, somewhere earthquake, somewhere tsunami, somewhere fire, somewhere accidents, somewhere, so many things are going on. Nothing, no asahishnuta, there is no intolerance. அசஹிஷ்ணுதா மீன்ஸ் சஹிஷ்ணுதா மீன்ஸ் டாலரன்ஸ். அசஹிஷ்ணுதா மீன்ஸ் நோ இன்டாலரன்ஸ். ஐ எம் நாட் டிஸ்டர்ப்டு பை என் அர்த்தம். நோ இன்டாலரன்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் ஐ எம் நாட் டிஸ்டர்ப்டு பை எனி சார்ட் ஆஃப் டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ் இன் த வேர்ல்ட் விஸ்வம். தட் இஸ் மை நேச்சர். ஐ எம் த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். The infinite world is like a raft. I am like a ocean. All beings in the world, whatever is happening, cannot disturb me. Therefore, I am always what? Gloomy face. No gloomy face. This is the benefit of this knowledge. Asahishnuta nastina. I, the self, am not touched by the Vishwam. Can the boat disturb the ocean? And it cannot. Like that. Next sloka, we'll read. Second sloka.
Manyananta Mahamodham Jagadviti Svabhavataham உதேது வாஸ்தமாயாது நமே வ்ருத்திர்நக்ஷதிஹி வ்ருத்திர்நக்ஷதிஹி.
Same example further he explains. மயி அனந்த மகாம்போதௌ. மகாம்போதௌ in this ocean like me, the consciousness. Jagadvitihi, there in Vishva he has used the word, now he is using Jagat. Another name for Vishvam is Jagat. There he has used the boat. Now he is using Vitihi, Tarangam, wave. Jagadvitihi Swabhavataha. Naturally, the waves, ripples will come when the ocean, water is there. Swabhavataha. Is it unnatural to the wave to come in the ocean? Is it unnatural? It is not unnatural. It is natural. Svabhavataha. By nature. Udetuva astamaya astamaya astamam ayatu. You have to split like this. Va astamam ayatu. Astam ayatu. Astamayatu. Astamayatu means they may rise, they may disappear. Udetu means the waves may rise. Astam means they may disappear. Either they rise or disappear. Name vruddhihi nacha kshatihi. There is no vruddhi. There is no vruddhi, no gain at all. There is no gain, there is no loss. Kshati na loss. Vruddhi na gain. Or growth. Or some benefit. No, na vruddhi na kshati. When that waves rise in the ocean and waves disappear, what gain or loss happens to the ocean? We go many times to the beach and we see water. We never think in this manner. Okay, the waves are rising in the ocean. Waves are disappearing in front of us. We are seeing. What gain or loss can come to that ocean? Nothing. Similarly, this is Udaharanam. Example, you have to extend to Darshtanta. Similarly, that Atma in me, the Vishwam, the Jagat, Vitihi, it is like a Tarangam. Vyakta Prapancha, it goes to Avyaktam again. It goes to unmanifest form. It comes to manifest form and it goes to unmanifest form. So, manifest form is like a coming wave up. Unmanifestation, again avyaktavastha, they disappear. When you go to sleep, astam aru udeti. Astam. Astam aya. And the morning you wake up, udeti. Jagat udeti. And you go to sleep. Every day you are doing that. What is happening? Nothing will happen. In me, the Atma, the Jagat Dviti, the wave like Jagat world may rise, may disappear. Nothing can happen in me, the Atma. Udetu, let it rise. Udetu, no, let it rise. Va, or Astam Yatu, let it disappear, let it go away. Name in me, vruddhihi nasti. Kshatihi nasti na bhavati ityarthaha. I don't have rise and fall really. I don't have rise and fall. What is having rise and fall? Buildings have rise and fall. Bodies have rise and fall. Trees have rise and fall. Everything rise and fall. Means everything coming to manufacturing. Rise in earth. Disappearing means expiry date and astam in earth. Nothing happens to me, the Atma. Next shloka.
Mayanam tamaham bodhavum Vishram nama vikalpanam అతిశాంతో నిరాకారః ఏతదేవాహమాస్థితః.
ఫస్ట్ లైన్స్ ఫస్ట్ హాఫ్ ఇస్ ద సేమ్. మై అనంత మహాంబోధౌ, ఇన్ మీ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ విచ్ ఇస్ లైక్ ఎ వాస్ట్ ఓషన్. విశ్వం నామ వికల్పన, వికల్పన మీన్స్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్, ఇమాజిన్డ్, సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్. వాట్ విశ్వం నామ, విశ్వాత్ ద నేమ్, ద వర్డ్ కాల్డ్ విశ్వం. నేమ్, నామ మీన్స్ నేమ్. ఇన్ విష్ణు సహస్రనామ ద ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ వాట్ విశ్వం, విష్ణుర్వ షట్కారో దట్ విశ్వం. విశ్వం మీన్స్ వాట్ యూనివర్స్. యూనివర్స్ ద వర్డ్ ఈజ్ జస్ట్ వికల్పన మీన్స్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్ మై అపాన్ మీ ది సెల్ఫ్. ద వేవ్ వర్డ్ ఈజ్ గివెన్ టు ది వాటర్, వేవ్ వర్డ్ ఈజ్ గివెన్ టు the water. Really wave is nothing but water. Similarly vishwam is a wave, the name given to water. The me water ani solla kudadu, na me the consciousness. So vishwam nama vikalpana, kalpana means imagine, superimpose, adhyastam. అతిశాంత నిరాకార, ఐ ఆమ్ రియల్లీ స్పీకింగ్ నిరాకార, ఐఎమ్ ఫార్మ్లెస్, ఆకారరహిత. ఆకార మీన్స్ ఫార్మ్, నిరాకార మీన్స్ ఫార్మ్లెస్. ఐ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఐఎమ్ ఫార్మ్లెస్, నిరాకార. Because of that only, since I am nirakara, in the midst of ocean, what akara is there? In the midst of ocean, what akara is there? What form is there? No form. Therefore, it is so shantam. Magnanimity, you can see in the middle of the ocean, very calm. Nirakara. అతిశాంత మీన్స్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ ట్రాంక్విల్ అని అర్థం. ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ ట్రాంక్విల్ ఇన్ ద మిడిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఓషన్, దేర్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ ట్రాంక్విలిటీ. లైక్ దాట్ ఇన్ మీ ద విశ్వం ఈజ్ ద నేమ్ గివెన్ టు దిస్ నామరూప. రియల్లీ స్పీకింగ్ ఐఎమ్ అతిశాంత, ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ I am tranquil consciousness principle. Then where is this gandragolam, all whole thing turbulence? Only there, where nama rupa prapancha, anatma prapancha, nirakaraha etadeva aham astitaha. Etadeva aham astitaha means jnanam. With this jnanam, I remain with this knowledge. Etadeva means this alone, this is my real nature. This alone I abide in. Asthitaha means aham asthitaha means I remain I abide. No becoming, being. I abide as Atma Swarupam. That is my nature. That means Nama Rupa is a characters, no? All are characters. Each serial, no? There are series, no? Episodes and episodes in one serial, and so many characters are there, Namas are there. All these series of this serial are not serious for me. All the series of serials, episodes, are not cause any seriousness in me because the drama is taking place in me only. Is it not? Therefore, the Vishwam is like a drama. Natakam. Shakespeare, you know, the whole world is like a stage, you know. Then the drama is going on. For the Jnani, whole world, its modification, changes are all like a sport, leela. Just to watch. That is the benefit of knowledge. Always remember, you know, the magnanimity of the ocean, in the midst of ocean, that is my nature. All this ahankara, mamakara, bhayam, insecurity, unhappiness, all because of waves like, you know, mind cause problems. So what I have to say, I am not the mind. Mind is illumined by me. That is drishyam. Next shloka, number 4. This is like in Manukya, agrahanam anyatha grahanam. Once I missed to take that real thing as real, exactly as it is. Suppose I see the rope, our good old example, we need not go for new example. Ide put rope as rope, if I miss to take, that is called agrahanam. Not taking the thing as it is called agrahanam. Once I miss the rope taking as rope, understanding the rope as rope, what will happen? Anyatha grahanam. I take it as something else. I take the rope as something else. What is that something else? Very closely similar to that rope is what? A snake. I won't take it as a human being or something else. Very close to the rope is what? A snake. Or if I take, see the trunk, they recently they cut that trunk tree and half it is there, that pole like, the post we call it. And it has got small, small leaves have come now. Right side, left side, koncham mele. So, pudu pudu vela ella vandirukka. You see in that semi-darkness, you think night time you have to go to bathroom. No? Those days bathroom is and all outside, not inside. So, if they have to go outside, you see that tree looks like a thief. Agrahanam is what? Not taking the tree, not cut tree as a tree, agrahanam. Since I have missed to take the tree as a tree, I have taken what? Anyatha agrahanam, thief. Then you shout loudly. Then somebody will come and with the torchlight and put the lights and all, and say, no thief at all. That is called anyatha agrahanam. Because of that anyatha agrahanam, shouting, crying, fear, tremors, all our problems are like this. எனக்கு நிறைய ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் என்ன, மைண்ட் இஸ் அண்டர் கோயிங் லாட் ஆஃப் டர்மாயில், டர்புலன்ஸ், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் வாட்? அன்யதா கிரகணம். அக்ரஹணம் லீட் டு அன்யதா கிரகணம், மீன்ஸ் ஐ மிஸ் டு டேக் மை நேச்சர் அஸ் ஆத்மா. திஸ் கால் மிஸ்டேக். வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை மிஸ்டேக்? மிஸ்ஸிங் to take the fact is called mistake. Once I do commit a mistake, I take it myself as something else. What is that? Anatma, body mind complex. Instead of taking myself as Atma Swarupam, consciousness, agrahanam, then what I take? I take myself anyatha agrahanam, body, mind, complex, mamayaru, daughter-in-law, and husband, children. By knowing them as the anatma, you interact, no problem. Out of purnatmam, you do interaction, it is a leela. But you do with anyatha agrahanam, then what comes on? Raga, dvesha, fear, all will come. How much powerful they are. They will not allow you to sleep. They will not allow you to them. They immobilize you. Your intellect will be stunted. They immobilize the person, shakes the person. Therefore, what? Drop that anyatha grahanam and take grahanam. Anna, ennumo grahana eclipse illa. Grahana anna, taking the thing as it is very very important. Now what you have to take here? Don't commit mistake. Shastra says, take yourself as Atman. Taking anna, you cannot take. Understand. Next sloka. We did.
नात्मा भावेषु नो भावः तत्रानन्ते निरञ्जने इत्यसक्तो स्पृहश्शान्तः एतदेवाहमस्थितः
Devahamasthitaha. Here Janaka Maharaja want to establish Jagan Mithyatvam Atma Satyatvam. All these slokas, what he want to say, Jagat Mithya. What do you mean by Mithya? Mithya is that which appears experientially, on inquiry it disappears. Mithya is that which appears as though it is there. When you are seeing, experientially it is real. But on inquiry, you inquire into that, what it is, how it is. On inquiry, it disappears. That is called mithya. In English they call it as myth. Mithya only short form is myth. M-Y-T-H, myth. So, mithya is that whatever I experience in the world is mithya. Shastra says. Yatu drishyam tatu mithya. Drishyatvat ghatavat. Whatever I experience, it comes under object. Whatever I experience comes under object. The one who experiences is the subject. Experiencer is the subject. Experiencer, the subject. Experienced, object. Experiencer is called Drik. Experienced object is called Drishyam. Shastra says, object, every object in the world is mithya. Why? Why you are telling mithya? Because it is drishyam. It is an object. It is observed by you, experienced by you. Therefore, subject, the one who is experiencing that object, which is experienced, is different or not different. So therefore, since subject and object are different, that is why you can say it is mithya. No. That's why it appears, it is different because subject is different, object is different, therefore mithya and cholale. Why it is mithya? You have to say further, that object what we are seeing, on analysis, that is a name, really speaking. That is not real. For example, our own pot. I am experiencing the pot. Pot comes under what? Object. I am the experiencer of pot comes under subject. So, pot is not there really. You know, all of you. What is there? Clay alone is there. Therefore, object pot is real or unreal? Vacharambhanam vikaro namadeyam vrittika ityeva satyam Only clay is real. What is clay also? Clay is also nothing but earth. What is earth? Earth is nothing but water. Water is nothing but fire. Fire is nothing but air. Air is nothing but akasha. Akasha is nothing but Brahman. Like that, moola karana. Finally. Therefore, yet abadhyam tat sat. Yet vadhyam tat mithya. Yet that which can be negatable. Yet vadhyam, vadhyam means negatable. That which can be negatable is mithya. That which can never be negatable, that which is unnegatable is satyam, real. Every negatable thing is unreal. Every unnegatable chollakudadu. That which is unnegatable is real. Even unnegatable is only one. Negatables are many. One unnegatable consciousness, existent principle, I the subject, can never be negatable. How do you know? How do you know? By reading 5, 6, 7 books, 10 varsham, 12 varsham, padi solla mudiyuma anna. Not necessary. You go to your dream itself. Sleep, when you go to sleep, you negate all objects. You, the subject experiencer, is there in the sleep. Body you negate in the sense it's not available for your perception, for your knowledge, and mind, body, whole world is you have negated. When? How many hours? 6 hours, 7 hours, you are negating the whole world. Where it has gone? That is called Abhadhyam. Who is not Abhadhyam? Who is Abhadhyam? Who is unnegatable? The one who is there, Sakshi, in the sleep, aware of that sleep. Aware, aham, sukham, asvapham, nakinchit avedisham. Enakku onnume theriyala sleep lo nanna thunginan solrom illayo. Who is that one? எனக்கு ஒண்ணுமே தெரியல அண்ணா யார் அவனு? Who is that? That is called Atma. I am the consciousness. Is it unnegatable or negatable? Unnegatable. You are in waking state, that is there. In your dream state also, awareness is there. Now you are aware of class or not? You are aware of class. That awareness is consciousness. You are aware of the dream also? Dream, awarer you are. That awareness is there. Same awarer. Sleep awareness also is there, but you cannot explain that time. After waking, you talk about your deep sleep. Therefore, you are unnegatable. Trikala avadhyam. Yatu trikale tishthati tat sat, yatu trikale api na tishthati tat mithya. இதுக்கெல்லாம் பிஹெச்டி கூட படிக்க வேண்டிய தேவையில்லை. அனுபவம் ஸ்வானுபவேன. லுக் இன் டு த ஸ்லோக. பாவஹ ஆத்மா ந அஸ்தி. பாவஹ மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். பாவேஷு, நாட் பாவஹ, பாவேஷு. பாவ மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். திருஷ்ய பிரபஞ்ச இத்யர்த்தஹ. வேர்ல்ட், பாடி, மைண்ட். That point I want to tell you. What is that point? Regular teacher. Yatu drishyam tatu mithya. Objective world is mithya. What about your body? You are experiencing the body, therefore it comes under object. So body is also mithya. Then mind is what? Mind also you are experiencing, therefore mind is also mithya. So body, mind and world both Three, world, body, mind, all are mithya. That is why we have to understand, I am the satyam, body, mind, complex is mithya. Body, mind, complex is mithya. Bhaveshu atma na asti. Previously what we saw, I am there in everything. Everything is in me, he said. Now what he wants to say? Nothing is there in me. I am not in everything. This is the highest philosophy. What he says, look into that first line. Bhaveshu atma na asti. Bhaveshu, in all objects, really speaking, atma, I am atma, am not there. Not only that, tatra anante niranjane bhavaha na asti. Anante niranjane tatra bhavaha na. No is there. That no you have to take here. No, not English no. Sanskrit no. Na. Bhaveshu, natma is there, first word. Natma means na atma ityartha. In objects, the self is not there. Objects are not there in anante niranjane. Anantamana limitless. In limitless consciousness, really speaking, there are no objects. There are no objects. Niranjana means, anjana means malam, impurity. Niranjana means pure nartham. Malarahitam. Malarahitam. Pure nartham. Niranjana, stainless. Stainless steel and the world. And flawless nartham. Blemishless. Flawless. Niranjana. Niranjane anante bhavaha bhavaha tatra nana. Objects are not there in the atma. Atma is not in objects and nana. They are not there really. The family confusing I care. Is snake is there in that rope? Is snake, you are seeing the snake upon the rope. Is there a snake? Really speaking, rope can say what? There is no snake at all. I am not in the snake, snake is not in me. Correct or not? Our rope snake can say what? Snake is not in me, I am not in the snake. Correct or not? How much percent correct? 100% or 99% or 80%? In the word, 100%. Same way, in me the Atma, the superimposed objects are not there really. I am not there in them. Correct, Rani? 100%. Therefore, you are all jnanis now. Iti asaktaha, aspruhaha, shantaha, etadeva aham astitaha. Jnani, how he is sitapragnaha, gunatitaha, how he remains na, like this. Asthitaha means he abides like this. Etadeva. With this knowledge, he remains like this. How na? Asaktaha means unattached. Not attached to anything. Unattached. Aspruhaha, without any desires. That is why in jnani, as atma, no desires are possible, no attachment is possible. In anatma, attachment to desires are not possible. In atma also not possible. Where the desires to attachment possible, in the mithya no the possible. In mithya only, in false only all these are possible. Really, once in false they are possible, means desire also false. In Atma, Jnani, desires are not possible. Because Atma doesn't have mind to desire. Anatma desire means anatma mind is jadam. It cannot desire. Then who is the person desirous of something? That is called Brahma. The one who is desirous of is superimposed. Superimposed there, really speaking, it is not there. How much ignorance we have, you know? Sandpaper vechi, ellam scrub pannanum. Ethana Ashtavakra Geetha vinnanu, na asaiyave maaten. Shastra says like that. Janaka Maharaja says, asaktaha aspruhaha aidi atma. The snake, the rope can have attachment with that snake. Appadi sonnada puriyum. Can snake, rope has got any attachment with that rope, snake, the false snake? Never. Can the rope has any desire upon that snake? Can that rope has a desire? Illada or snake bit. Enna desire varo? Then, shantaha. See, snake, rope remains as rope, no problem. But the middle appearance alone is bhrantihi. I am shantaha. Next shloka.
Aho chin matra me vaham. Indra jalopamam jagate. Ato mama katham kutra. Keyopadeya kalpana.
Ataha. Aho na ascharyam. Now he is admiring his own knowledge. He great wonder. Chinmatrameva aham. I am that pure consciousness. Chinmatramana in the chinnilla. Okay. Chinnu matram, not your cheek. Chinnu matram means I am the pure consciousness alone. I cannot be anything else. Chinmatroham. Chinmatroham eva. Eva. And the evakara is very important. You cannot be really husband, you cannot be really wife. That is only kalpana. Ippidella sonna yaar varuva class ku bayapaduva. Okay. Eva aham. Then what is this whole jagat, family, marriage, children, functions? They're all this jagat Indrajala upamam. It is just like Indrajala, magic. Upama means equal to magic, compared to magic. Indrajalam. This whole mind alone is doing the Indrajalam. Ataha, therefore, since the whole universe, jagat, family, profession, body, mind, and entire anatma, jagat is Indrajalam. Indrajalam is real or unreal? Magic is real or unreal? How much unreal? 50% real or 50% unreal? 100%? Sure. Ataha, therefore, mama, to me, katham, how, kutra, where, heya, upadeya kalpana. Where is the question of acceptance and rejection? How can I accept, how can I desire, how can I reject? Therefore, there is no desire to accept anything. There is no rejection. If I have hatred, aversion, to reject. Attachment, I have to accept. No desire, no aversion. Therefore, no acceptance, no rejection. Heya means rejection, dropping. Upadeya means taking. Kalpana, no rejection, no acceptance. These are all only kalpana, all imagination, really are not there. Whatever we are seeing really, all these things, they are all only lower order of reality. You have seen all the things in the dream. Are they real? Similarly, the whole vyavaharika, experiences, interactions, relations, roles, everything is only less real than the consciousness. Upon the consciousness, me, everything is appearing. Therefore, they are all unreal. Janaka Maharaja says, I am the substratum. More in the next class.
பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.